Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now here's some welcome news for our fishing fraternity. Coobee Dam's Loveday Cove has now reopened. However, Coobee's dam wall area and the region's other major dams, Perseverance and Crestbrook, remain closed to the public until further notice following January's heavy rain and flooding. Council has been working to fix facilities and roads before the public is able to return to the popular recreation areas. Now, Loveday Cove's summer opening hours are 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and for further information, please call 4688 6542. Applications are being sought for the Event Support Grant Program, which closes on March 14. This council initiative aims to support groups planning major regional and community events, and further information about the program and application forms can be obtained from the Economic Development, Tourism and Events Branch, and you can call them on 4688 6966. Residents are encouraged to register Clean Up Australia Day sites via www.cleanupaustralia.org.au or by calling 1800 282 329. The annual day is on Sunday, March 6, and registrations close on February 16. Now, the website lists sites individuals and groups can attend, and council service centres also have clean-up site details. So inquiries from council can be directed to 4688 6824. Walking trails throughout the escarpment parks have been closed since the storm event on January 10. Many of these trails have been affected either by erosion or land slippage, with many gullies washed out and trails either having slipped or being covered in debris from slippages above the trail. Council has commenced inspection of these trails and will then be in a position to plan reinstatement and rerouting works or permanent track closures depending on site-specific conditions. Three free public lectures examining the Lindsay family's artistic achievements will be held in conjunction with a six-week exhibition at Toowoomba Regional Gallery. Public talks will be held on February 20, March 20 and April 3, coinciding with the Lindsays, artists, writers and publishers. The exhibition runs from February 18 to April 3 and features rare illustrations, artworks, original publications and letters from the Lindsay family, including Norman, Lionel and Ruby. And this is from the State Library's Lindsay collection of Pat Corrigan. For those interested in the workings of Council, the next Committee of Council meeting will be at 9 a.m. on March 8 and 9. The next ordinary meeting of Council will be at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, March 15, and that's at the Greenmount Service Centre. For more information, phone 4688 6356. And just a reminder, plastic bags should be placed in domestic rubbish bins only and not in recycling or green waste bins or compartments. A recent waste stream survey of domestic bins found an increase in contamination. Now, one of the major causes of contamination is wrapping recyclables or green waste in plastic bags. Recyclables should be placed loosely in recycling bins or compartments, and green waste should not be placed in plastic bags or bound with any foreign matter. And don't forget, plastic bags can be deposited at collection bins at retail outlets. With our dams at 100% and permanent conservation measures now in place, some common questions we receive at Council are when can residents water gardens and lawns? And the answer to that is any day except Monday, and that's before 10 a.m. and after 4 p.m. And by that you can use a bucket, a handheld hose, or water-efficient sprinklers or systems. Another question is, can residents use the hose to clean? The answer to that is yes, and that's any day, any time for cars, buildings, windows and outdoor entertainment areas, but no for other paved areas and for cement driveways, unless there is a hygiene or safety hazard. A new fridge magnet is coming soon to your mailbox with a complete listing of all the permitted watering options, so keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, when it comes to emergencies around the region, in a life-threatening situation, please call 000, but for matters such as burst water mains, blocked sewers or dog attacks after hours, please contact Council's free emergency number on 1800 626 198. If you need any more information, please go to our website www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.